67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Beck, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of Cruising for Camp Courageous, Sunday the 19th, right here at Camp Courageous.
Join the Cedar Valley Street Rods as they present Cruising for Camp Courageous. Enjoy one of Iowa's largest charity car shows. Over 400 cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Fun for the whole family with the silent auction, crab show, plenty of camp activities too, like train rides and zip lining and games. Adults are just $5, kids 12 and under for free. Hope to see you there.
For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Our travel campers have been extremely busy as they travel to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and be part of Dolly World. They have had just an exciting time for the whole week there at Dollywood. This next Sunday, we'll have campers taking off for a Minnesota Twins ball game, and it will also be a respite cure weekend here at Camp Courageous. This past week, camp has had campers from Van Buren, Fairfield, Monticello 6th graders, Aquin, Lisbon, and other surrounding schools here at camp enjoying Camp Courageous, along with the residents of Oak Knoll from Iowa City. It has been a thrill to see folks in their 70s, 80s, 90s doing the zip line and other activities here at the camp with Oak Knoll. This next week, we have campers coming from Regina, Oak Ridge, and Linmar. Programs this past week has been given to Grand Living in Cedar Rapids. A big thank you to Eloise Dennis for lining up this program with Jessica Lawrence, who is the activity director there at Grand Living at Indian Creek. It's a gorgeous facility, exceptional staff, and great residents. We had a super time reminiscing about the old days of Tate and Dottie Cummins, Bob and Liz South, Leo Grieco, and many others. Also, a big thank you to the Marion First Presbyterian Church, and Gene Gritman gave Camp Courageous the opportunity to give a program to them. Wonderful group of folks have been involved with camp for many, many years, and once again, we enjoyed reminiscing on the old days of Camp Courageous. This coming week, we're going to be giving a program to the Grandview Let's Lions Club. If you'd like a program about Camp Courageous, make sure you get a hold of us, and we'll be happy to travel to give you a little update on Camp Courageous. A very special thank you to Dave Bell from Dyersville and Speccast Collectibles. They donated over 200 Jeep Glad Rubicon to be given out at this year's Fuel Iowa Golf Benefit for Camp Courageous. They'll be held at Finkbein Golf Course in Iowa City on June the 10th. If you want to be a part of that, you can go to campcourageous.org or to fueliowa.com to get more information. But Dave Bell has been providing these wonderful vehicles every year for decades, and we raise a lot of money as a result of that. So once again, a big thank you to Dave Bell at Speccast in Dyersville. Back in the early 80s, Jerry Linder and his partner Jack Frazier were in the HVAC and plumbing business here in Monticello. Camp Courageous was an all-electric camp back then, and camp board member and chair of the Building Grounds Committee, Merle Hennessy, thought, let's look at some alternatives. So Jack Frazier got a hold of his father-in-law, who was Alex Meyer, who eventually became the CEO at Amana Refrigeration in Amana. Jack visited with Alex about Amana donating their complete heat units to Camp Courageous. These units included an exceptionally high efficient furnace and water heater. And so Amana ended up donating enough for our office, our lodge, and three of our camper cabins. And Jack and Jerry installed all those units. And it was a lot of work. Over the years, Jerry Linder worked closely with Camp Courageous and our super volunteer, Jerry Rohr, in providing Camp Courageous anything it needed. Then with COVID, it was time for Jerry to hang up his wrenches. So Jerry recently donated all of his HVAC and plumbing supplies to Camp Courageous. He continues to stay active with Camp Courageous with Special Olympics. He's a coach. He brings his team out here to play baseball on our wonderful baseball field, and just a great person. So a big thank you to Jerry Lender for all of his support over the camp for decades. Our Manchester garage sale continues to go very well. Located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Right around the corner is our big fishing derby. It'll be at Pleasant Creek State Park Recreation Area in Palo. It starts at 7:30 to noon on June the 8th, which is our free fishing day here in Iowa. A big thank you to all of our friends at NRG Media for providing this opportunity. A big thank you to our friends at the Fairway Stores who will be doing a roundup for Camp Courageous this coming week, May 20th through the 25th. All the local stores will be giving you the opportunity to round up. Those stores include both stores in Ames and Anamosa, Ankeny, Bettendorf, Boone, Burlington, Cedar Falls, both stores there, Cedar Rapids, both stores, Clinton, Creston, Davenport, Decorah, Dubuque, Dyersville, Eldora, Evansdale, Grinnell, Hiawatha, Independence, Iowa City, Knoxville, Manchester, Maquoketa, Marion, Marshalltown, Moline, Monticello, Muscatine, Nevada, New Hampton, North Liberty, Owine, Ottumwa, Piasta, Tiffin, Toledo, Vinton, Waterloo, Waukon, Waverly, and Webster City. Big thank you to our friends at Fairway for allowing Roundup for Camp Courageous this next week. Camp Courageous's need of the week is shampoo and body wash. We sure do appreciate anybody that can help us with that. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous, particularly this Sunday with Cruising for Camp Courageous taking place here. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.